Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome. This is my overview of the waxing moon cycle that we moved into this morning when we entered the crescent phase. This is also the time of the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, and this waxing time from new moon to full moon will also include the astrological sowin, the moment when the sun reaches 15 degrees of Scorpio, sometimes referred to as the cross-quarter day between equinoxes, but really a much deeper hinge of the ancient Celtic year. So there's a lot going on during this particular waxing cycle, a lot that is mysterious, a lot that is inward, a lot that is deep. And so the image that I'd like to offer for this particular lunar phase cycle, rather than thinking of it as a straight progression from new moon to full moon, kind of a line across the chart, I think this is going to feel more like a labyrinth, a circling around, a circumnavigating of points within ourselves, within the world, issues, emotions, thoughts, ideas, principles that we feel a need to understand more deeply and more completely than ever before. So we will be circling through, hoping that we will reach the center of the labyrinth and the illumination of the full moon to come. It is Halloween night, the eve before the Feast of All Souls, the eve that is the beginning of the Celtic New Year as we enter into the dark half of the year, a time when ancestors, when spirits, when guides come through the veils between the worlds and reach out to us, offering insight and information, guidance, and sometimes scaring us a bit, which perhaps we need. This morning we entered the crescent moon phase. The moon was in late Sagittarius after being in Sag overnight. I don't know about you, I had a night of pretty active dreaming, but I also couldn't remember much when I woke up. This is a time when we are facing a challenge. Our journey is underway, but are we really committed to the changes we need to make in order to reach the goals that we set at the new moon? The Sag moon conjuncted Jupiter and Ceres not long after entering this phase. This is a fortunate time, a moment of insight, potentially, of enthusiasm at the very least. And we're ready. We're on the journey. We want to move forward, but we don't exactly know quite where we're going yet. Because this is also the day on which Mercury turned retrograde in the sign of Scorpio, where Mercury himself is heading not toward the light, but toward the dark, not toward the upper world, but toward the underworld. And remember that Mercury is the one among the Olympian gods and goddesses who could, in fact, traverse from Olympus to Hades and back with ease, without danger. He is a psychopomp, a conductor of souls. So here we are on the Feast of Souls, with Mercury turning retrograde in the sign of Scorpio and taking us on a journey, an underworld journey. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll reach the waxing sextile moon in Capricorn. And at this point, we will have a look at the foundations of whatever issues we're currently working with, the foundations of the goals that we set, the foundations of the problems we're trying to address. Because as the moon reaches this flowing, informative, insightful sextile with the sun, the moon will soon conjunct the south node of the past, conjunct Saturn. Jupiter will trine Eris, the chaos goddess, and the moon will conjunct Pluto. So, yes, there is still a note of adventuring, excitement, enthusiasm, because Venus enters Sagittarius the same day. And we're reminded once again that this journey, undertaken with the enthusiasm and high spirits of Sagittarius and Jupiter, is still taking us toward the dark, toward what is underneath, toward what we don't usually look at, toward what is difficult to see clearly and grasp fully. Daylight savings time will end this coming Sunday, November 3rd, and so the times on the charts are going to switch from daylight to standard time. And then Monday, November 4th, we have the first quarter moon in Aquarius. Aquarius is the fixed air sign, the one where we can see from afar, from on high. We're looking at the big picture. We're considering the community. We're considering everyone involved. We want the best outcome for the most. And yet, we are still seeing in the dark. This moon is squaring a sun in Scorpio. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. The most important aspect at this first quarter, other than the first quarter itself, is that Mars in Libra is squaring Pluto in Capricorn. So there is a tension between wanting to find the way, do the thing, and again, look at those foundations. Look at what is happening underneath. So the piercing, insightful gaze of Aquarius, principled, clear-eyed, is going to put on some night goggles, is going to take a look into realms, again, theme for this cycle, where we don't often look, where it's difficult to tell one thing from another thing. On Wednesday, November 6th, at night, not long before midnight, we reach the waxing trine moon in Pisces. And the key word for this moon is desire. This moon at 14 Pisces is moving to conjunct Neptune, is trining the sun in Scorpio, 14 Scorpio, also trining Neptune. And in between, we have Saturn at 15, sextiling Moon Neptune, sextiling Sun. Here we have a connection between the underneath, the underworld, the hidden, the occult, and the manifest, Saturn, boundaries, form, what is built, and visions and dreams. And so we are connecting all of these up to say, what is it we really want? Where are our desires flowing? What are we moving toward in our own inner realms? It's that idea of the labyrinth, where we go around and around, and each time we loop, each time we spiral, each time we turn, something new presents itself for our exploration and understanding. The very next day is Samhain. This is Samhain, if you've seen it written down and are not sure how to pronounce it. This is the fire festival that begins the Celtic year. This is the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and it is ancestral figures, ancestors of our own, ancestors of our people, our tribe, our family, who come to us and offer us insight and guidance and sometimes warnings. Coming just a little over 12 hours after that waxing trine, we still have the configuration I described. The moon has moved past its conjunction, her conjunction with Neptune, but is still within orb. The sun at 15 is moving to an exact trine with Neptune. Everything shrouded in mists, for with the moon at 20 Pisces, she is equally in orb to be trining Mercury retrograde at 23. There's a square forming between the moon and Jupiter and Sag. So we see a contest, a push and pull between the daylight world, the Apollonian world of Jupiter in Sagittarius, and the nighttime, more Dionysian world of the moon in Pisces. But that moon, her strongest aspect is the sextile to Pluto. So at this sowing time, at this opening of the veil between the worlds, we are seeing even more deeply than we typically would. We are seeing much deeper into our own psyches, into the world around us and its foundations, and seeing consistent with the promise of that new moon opposing Uranus, seeing how things can change and how they already are changing. On the 8th, we reach the Gibbous moon, and this is a moon at zero Aries, the Aries point where something new comes in. This moon at zero Aries is conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. And so we are crossing a threshold here. The zero Aries moon is meeting the wounded healer and bringing us to a realization of something that needs to be healed. It could be the final chance we get to put together the pieces of a pattern. It could be a feeling of pain, like, wow, this hurts and I need to do something about it. It's time for me to sort this out. But however that happens for each of us, it is an opportunity to sort something out, to face that final challenge, to make the commitment to move ahead with whatever our goals, intentions, wishes were for the new moon before we head into the illumination, the release point of the full moon. The full moon in Taurus will arrive on Tuesday, November 12th at 8:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means that it will look most full overnight on Monday the 11th. Shortly after that full moon time, the first aspect that the moon will make while still in the full moon phase will be a trine to Pluto, with the sun sextiling Pluto the next day. So you see how we have this thread coming through the entire waxing cycle of coming back to foundations, coming back to what is underneath, what is unseen, what is often ignored, in order to give us the experience, the learning, the insight that we need to move ahead at a time when ahead is going to feel kind of circular. And so we come back once again to the image of the labyrinth. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you the light you need to enter into dark places with confidence, with reverence, to gain the insight that each of us needs to be able to find our way to the center, to the place where it all begins and ends, and from which we can begin a new cycle of our own. As always, thank you for listening.